The Economic Justice Network says the national interest should be paramount when government is entering into agreements with other countries. This will help in promoting Ghana's economic growth and put a stop to socioeconomic injustice. Speaking at the relaunch of the Economic Justice Network in Accra, the head of programs at Third World Network Africa, Tete Homaku, said the interests of every sector that generates income for the growth of the economy must be considered before any form of agreement is signed. Dr. Zabedu Kennedy and Christian Owusu were there for Radio Ghana.
The Economic Justice Network aims at bringing people from all income-generating sectors of the economy to ensure a socio-economic justice. It has as one of its objectives equitable national economic development and to create appropriate policies in response to unemployment and livelihoods in Ghana. The workshop brought together trade unions, workers in the informal sector, farmers, industrialists, policymakers, academics and policy researchers. It focused on eradicating poverty and improve on the economic development of the country. The head of programs at Third World Network Africa, Tete Homeku, says the network is not only covering solutions, but rather to create a platform to draw government's attention to policies that destroy the work of domestic employers, producers and importers. He said existing policies only favor foreign importers and investors at the expense of Ghanaian workers and importers. He further stated that even though there is a need for every country to constantly strengthen its relationship with other countries, it must not be done at the expense of its citizens.
A bilateral relationship must serve our country. Every country in the world goes into foreign relationships to serve their national interests. So we as Ghanaians and our government must also ensure that whatever relationship we enter into, whether bilateral or multilateral or trilateral, serves the people of the country. So our government must enter into bilateral relationships asking, what is the strategic interest of my people? What do my farmers need? What do my workers need? What do my women need? What do my traders need? So that I can promote their interest in my bilateral relationship. Unfortunately, we have a situation where we are not able consistently to promote our interests so that other foreign governments dictate for us what we should do. The Economic Justice Network, as a network of member organizations of different interest groups and constituencies, including workers and traders, our idea and our job and mission is to ensure that when it comes to economic policy issues, we mobilize to ensure that government takes the interest of Ghanaians as a reference point for every bilateral relationship that it enters into, and to ensure that we judge whether a bilateral relationship is healthy or not, not by whether or not we have a relationship, but whether or not it promotes Ghanaian interest.
The General Secretary of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, encouraged groups and individuals within the economy to insist on their right to participate in all aspects of the economic development and push for social justice and accountability. He pledged the TUC support to the growth of the network.
A report by Dr. Zabedu Kennedy and Christian Owusu.